Chapter 39. Rennes Le Chateau, 10:40 a.m. Malone followed Mark as they approached the Church of St. Mary Magdalene. A crowd was already milling about.
"We'll need a ticket," Mark said. "Can't enter without paying a fee."
Malone stepped into the Via Bethanie and waited in a short line. Back outside, he found Mark standing before the Visigoth pillar and statue of the Virgin that Royce Claridon had told him about. He read the words Penitence, Penitence, and Mission 1891 carved on the pillar's face.
Saunier wanted Rennes to become a pilgrimage center, so he built a garden and designed the statue and pillar.
Malone gestured at the people. He got his wish.
True, but not for the reason he imagined.
They'd all slept late, having risen about 30 minutes ago. Malone suggested that he and Mark head for the church. He wanted to talk to him without Stephanie around. They entered the church nave. A hideous carved devil, crouching low, grimacing under the weight of a holy water stoup, greeted them.
"It's actually the demon Asmodeus, not the devil," Mark said.
"A custodian of secrets, if I recall."
"Look at the rest of the fount."
Above the holy water stoup stood four angels, each one enacting a separate part of the sign of the cross. Beneath them was written, "Par ce signe, tu le vaincras." Malone translated the French. "By this sign, ye shall conquer him." He knew the significance of those words. That's what Constantine said when he first fought his rival, Maxentius. According to the story, he supposedly saw a cross on the sun with those words emblazoned beneath.
"But there's one difference. No him in the original phrase. Only, by this sign ye shall conquer."
"Is that significant?"
"The him in the quotation was clearly added by Saunier. Notice the positioning of the word in the French phrase. Par ce signe, tu le vaincras. The word le, him, represents the 13th and 14th letters in the phrase. 13, 14.
Malone recalled his reading from the Templar book. The year Jacques de Molay was executed.
"Coincidence?" Mark shrugged.
They settled into one of the pews.
"One thing is certain. Saunier used this church to telegraph not what he knew, but what he believed."
Malone noticed that nothing around him was subtle.
"Saunier directed every detail of the decoration," Mark was saying. "Nothing was placed here without his approval."
Mark pointed at one of the statues.
"St. Anthony of Padua. We pray to him when searching for something lost."
He caught that irony.
"Another message?"
"Clearly. Check out the Stations of the Cross."
The carvings began at the pulpit, seven along the north wall, then another seven on the south. Each was a colorful bas-relief that depicted a moment in Christ's crucifixion. Their bright patina and cartoonish detail seemed unusual for something so solemn.
"Strange, aren't they?"
Mark asked.
"Conspiratorialists claim they are actually some sort of treasure map. None of that's true, but there are messages in them."
Malone noticed some of the curious aspects. In Station 10, a Roman soldier throwing dice for Christ's cloak, the numbers 3, 4, and 5 visible on the faces.